Wait. There's George's church bells. Wait. 3/4 the hour. Wait. 2:00. Well, that's a nice hour of the night for him to be coming home at to anybody. Climbing down into the area. If anybody saw him, I'll knock him off that little habit tomorrow. First, I'll look at his shirt to see. Or I'll see if he has that French letter still in his pocketbook. I suppose he thinks I don't know deceitful men. All their 20 pockets aren't enough for their lies. Then why should we tell them? Even if it's the truth, they don't believe you. Then tucked up in bed like those babies in the aristocrat's masterpiece he brought me another time, as if we hadn't enough of that in real life without some old aristocrat or whatever his name is disgusting him more with those rotten pictures. Children with 2 heads and 2 legs. That's the kind of villainy they're always dreaming about, with not another thing in their empty heads. They ought to get slow poison, the half of them. Then tea and toast for him, buttered on both sides, and new-laid eggs. I suppose I'm nothing anymore when I wouldn't let him lick me in Holles Street one night. Man, man, tyrant as ever. For the one thing, he slept on the floor half the night naked, the way the Jews used when somebody dies belonged to them, and wouldn't eat any breakfast or speak a word, wanting to be petted. So I thought I stood out enough for one time and let him. He does it all wrong, too, thinking only of his own pleasure. His tongue is too flat, or I don't know what. He forgets that we, then I don't. I make him do it again if he doesn't mind himself, and lock him down to sleep in the coal cellar with the black beetles. I wonder, was it her? Josie. Off her head with my cast-offs. He's such a born liar, too. No, he'd never have the courage with a married woman. That's why he wants me. And Boylan. Though as for her, Dennis, as she calls him, that forlorn-looking spectacle, you couldn't call him husband. Yes, it's some little bit she's got in with. Even when I was with him with Millie at the college races, that hornblower with the child's bonnet on the top of his knob let us in to be the back way. He was throwing his sheep's eyes at those two doing skirt duty up and down. I tried to wink at him first, no use, of course, and that's the way his money goes. This is the fruits of Mr. Paddy Dignam. Yes, they were all in great style at the grand funeral in the paper Boylan brought in. If they saw a real officer's funeral, that'd be something. Reversed arms, muffled drums, poor horse walking behind in black, El Bloom and Tom Kernan, that drunken little barrelly man that bit his tongue off falling down the men's WC, drunk in some place or other, and Martin Cunningham, and the 2 Daedaluses, and Fanny McCoy's husband, white head of cabbage, skinny thing with a turn in her eye, trying to sing my songs. She'd want to be born all over again. And her old green dress with the low neck, as she can't attract them any other way. Like dabbling on a rainy day. I see it all now plainly. And they call that friendship killing and then burying one another. And they all with their wives and families at home. More especially Jack Power keeping that barmaid he does. Of course, his wife is always sick or going to be sick or just getting better of it. And he's a good-looking man still, though he's getting a bit grey over the years. They're a nice lot, all of them. Well, they're not going to get my husband again into their clutches if I can help it, making fun of him then behind his back. I know well when he goes on with his idiotics, because he has sense enough not to squander every penny piece he earns down their gullets and looks after his wife and family. Good for nothings. Poor Paddy Dignam, all the same. I'm sorry in a way for him. What are his wife and 5 children going to do unless he was insured? Comical little teetotum, always stuck up in some pub corner, and her or her son waiting. Bill Bailey, won't you please come home? Her widow's weeds won't improve her appearance. They're awfully becoming, though, if you're good looking. What man? Wasn't he? Yes, he was, at the Glencree dinner. and Ben Dollar bass barrel tone the night he borrowed the swallowtail to sing out of an Hollis Street, squeezed and squashed into them and grinning all over his big dolly face like a well-whipped child's body. Didn't he look a bammy bollock, sure enough? That must have been a spectacle on the stage. Imagine paying 5 shillings in the preserved seats for that. See him and Simon Dedalus, too. He was always turning up half-screwed, singing the second verse first. The old love is the new was one of his, so sweetly sang the maiden on the hawthorn bough. He was always on for flirtifying, too. When I sang Maritana with him at Freddie Mayer's private opera, he had a delicious, glorious voice. Phoebe, dearest, goodbye, sweetheart, he always sang, and not like Bartle Darcy's sweet tart, goodbye. Of course, he had the gift of the voice. There was no art in it. All over you like a warm shower bath. Oh, Maritana, wildwood flower. We sang splendidly. That was a bit too high for my register, even transposed, and he was married at the time to May Goulding. But then he'd say or do something to knock the good out of it. He's a widower now. I wonder what sort is his son. He says he's an author and going to be a university professor of Italian, and I'm to take lessons. What is he driving at now, showing him my photo? It's not good, and I ought to have got it taken in drapery. That never looks out of fashion. Still, I look young in it. I wonder he didn't make him a present of it altogether, and me too. After all, why not? I saw him driving down to the Kingsbridge station with his father and mother. I was in mourning, that's 11 years ago now. Yes, he'd be 11. Though what was the good in going into mourning for what was neither one thing nor the other? Of course, he insisted he'd go into mourning for the cat. I suppose he's a man now by this time. He was an innocent boy then and a darling little fellow in his Lord Fauntleroy suit and curly hair like a prince on the stage. When I saw him at Matt Dillon's, he liked me too. I remember, they all do. Wait, my God, Jess, wait, Jess, hold on. He was on the cards this morning when I laid out the deck. Union with a young stranger, neither dark nor fair, you met before. I thought it meant him, but he's no chicken or a stranger either. Besides, my face was turned the other way. What was the 7th card after that? The 10 of spades, for a journey by land. Then there was a letter on its way and scandals too. The 3 queens and the 8 of diamonds for a rise in society. Yes, wait, it all came out. And 2 red 8s for new garments. Look at that. Didn't I dream something too? Yes, there was something about poetry in it. I hope he has some long, greasy hair hanging into his eyes or standing up like a red Indian. What do they go about like that for, only getting themselves and their poetry laughed at? I always liked poetry when I was a girl. First I thought he was a poet like Byron, and not an ounce of it in his composition. I thought he was quite different. I wonder, is he too young? He's about... Wait, 88, I was married. 88. Millie is 15 yesterday. 89. What age was he then at Dillon's? 5 or 6. About... 88. I suppose he's 20 or more. I'm not too old for him if he's 23 or 24. I hope he's not that stuck-up university student sort. No, otherwise he wouldn't go sitting down in the old kitchen with him, taking Epsom's Coke and talking. Of course, he pretended to understand it all, probably told me he was out of Trinity College. He's very young to be a professor. I hope he's not a professor like Goodwin was. He was a patent professor of John Jameson. They all write about some woman in their poetry. Well, I suppose he won't find many like me. Where softly sighs of love the light guitar, where poetry's in the air, the blue sea and the moon shining so beautifully. Coming back on the night boat from Tarifa, the lighthouse at Europa Point. The guitar that fella played was so expressive. Will I never go back there again? All new faces. 2 glancing eyes, a lattice hid. I'll sing that for him. They're my eyes if he's anything of a poet. 2 eyes as darkly bright as love's own star. aren't those beautiful words, as love's young star. It'll be a change, the Lord knows, to have an intelligent person to talk to about yourself. Not always listening to him and Billy Prescott's ad and Keyes's ad and Tom the Devil's ad. Then if anything goes wrong in their business, we have to suffer. I'm sure he's very distinguished. I'd like to meet a man like that. God, not those other rook. Besides, he's young. Oh, those fine young men I could see down in Margaret Strand bathing place from the side of the rocks, standing up in the sun naked like a god or something and then plunging into the sea with them. Why aren't all men like that? There'd be some consolation for a woman. Like that lovely little statue he bought. I could look at him all day long, curly head and his shoulders, his finger up for you to listen. There's real beauty and poetry for you. I often felt I wanted to kiss him all over. Also his lovely young cock. There, so simple. I wouldn't mind taking him in my mouth if nobody was looking. As if it was asking you to suck it. So clean and white he looked with his boyish face. I would too in half a minute, even if some of it went down. What? It's only like gruel or the dew. There's no danger. Besides, he'd be so clean compared with those pigs of men I suppose never dream of washing from one year end to the other, the most of them. Only that's what gives the women the moustaches. I'm sure it'll be grand if I can only get in with a handsome young poet at my age. I'll throw them the first thing in the morning till I see if the wish card comes out, or I'll try pairing the lady or seven and see if he comes out. I'll read and study all I can find, or learn a bit off by heart if I knew who he likes, so he won't think me stupid. If he thinks all women are the same and I can teach him the other part, I'll make him feel all over him till he half faints under me. Then he'll write about me, lover and mistress, publicly too, with our two photographs in all the papers when he becomes famous. Oh, but then what am I going to do about him, though? No, that's no way for him. Has he no manners, nor no refinement, nor no nothing in his nature, slapping us behind like that on my bottom because I didn't call him Hugh the ignoramus? That doesn't know poetry from a cabbage. That's what you get for not keeping them in their proper place. Pulling off his shoes and trousers there in the chair before me so barefaced, without even asking permission. And standing out that vulgar way in the half of a shirt they wear to be admired like a priest or a butcher or those old hypocrites in the time of Julius Caesar. Of course he's right enough in his way to pass the time as a joke. Sure, you might as well be in bed with what? With a lion god, I'm sure he'd have something better to say from himself, an old lion would. Oh, well, I suppose it's because they were so plump and tempting in my short petticoat. He couldn't resist. They excite myself sometimes. It's well for men, all the amount of pleasure they get off a woman's body. We are so round and white for them always. I wished I was one myself for a change. Just to try with that thing they have, swelling upon you so hard and at the same time so soft when you touch it. My Uncle John has a thing long. I heard those corner boys saying passing the corner of Marrowbone Lane. My Aunt Mary has a thing hairy because it was dark and they knew a girl was passing. It didn't make me blush. Why should it either? It's only nature. And he puts his thing long into my Aunt Mary's hairy, etc. And turns out to be you put the handle in a sweeping brush. Men again, all over. They can pick and choose what they please. A married woman or a fast widow or a girl for their different tastes, like those houses round behind Irish Street. No, but we're to be always chained up. They're not going to be chaining me up, no damn fear, once I start, I tell you, for stupid husband's jealousy. Why can't we all remain friends over it instead of quarrelling? Her husband found that out, what they did together, well, naturally.
And if he did, can he undo it? He's Carnado anyway, whatever he does. And then he got to the other mad extreme about the wife and fair tyrants. Of course, the man never even casts a second thought on the husband or wife either. It's the woman he wants, and he gets her. What else were we given all those desires for, I'd like to know. I can't help it if I'm young still, can I? It's a wonder I'm not an old shriveled hag before my time, living with him so cold, never embrace him except sometimes when he's asleep, the wrong end of me, not knowing, I suppose, who he has. Any man that would kiss a woman's bottom, I'd throw my hat at him. After that, he'd kiss anything unnatural, or we haven't one atom of any kind of expression in us, all of us, the same two lumps of lard. Before ever I do that to a man, the dirty brutes, the mere thought is enough. I kiss the feet of you, senorita. There's some sense in that. Didn't he kiss our hall door? Yes, he did. What a madman. Nobody understands his cracked ideas but me. Still, of course, a woman wants to be embraced 20 times a day, almost to make her look young, no matter by who, so long as to be in love or loved by somebody if the fellow you want isn't there. Sometimes, by the Lord God, I was thinking, would I go round by the quays there some dark evening where nobody'd know me and pick up a sailor off the sea that'd be hot on for it and not care a pin whose I was, only to do it off up in a gate somewhere. And one of those wild-looking gypsies in Rathfarnham had their camp pitched near the Bloomfield Laundry to try and steal our things if they could. I only sent mine there a few times for the name model laundry sending me back over and over some old ones, old stockings. Blackguard-looking fellow with the fine eyes, peeling a switch, attack me in the dark and ride me up against the wall without a word. Or a murderer. Anybody. What they do themselves, the fine gentlemen in their silk hats. That KC lives up somewhere this way, coming out of Hardwick Lane. The night he gave us the fish supper on account of winning over the boxing match, of course it was for me he gave it. I knew him by his gaiters and the walk, and when I turned round a minute after just to see, there was a woman, after coming out of it too, some filthy prostitute. Then he goes home to his wife after that. Only I suppose the half of those sailors are rotten again with disease. Oh, move off your big carcass out of that for the love of Mike. Listen to him. The winds that waft my sighs to thee, so well he may sleep and sigh, the great suggester Don Poldo de la Flora. If he knew how he came out on the card this morning, he'd have something to sigh for. A dark man in some perplexity between 2 sevens, too. In prison. For Lord knows what he does that I don't know. And I'm to be slouching around down in the kitchen to get his lordship his breakfast while he's rolled up like a mummy. Will I indeed? Did you ever see me running? I just like to see myself at it. Show them attention and they treat you like dirt. I don't care what anybody says, it'd be much better for the world to be governed by the women in it. You wouldn't see women going and killing one another and slaughtering. When did you ever see women rolling around drunk like they do, or gambling every penny they have and losing it on horses? Yes, because a woman, whatever she does, she knows where to stop. Sure, they wouldn't be in the world at all, only for us. They don't know what it is to be a woman. And a mother. How could they? Where would they all of them be if they hadn't all a mother to look after them? What I never had. That's why I suppose he's running wild now out at night away from his books and studies and not living at home on account of the usual rowy house, I suppose. Well, it's a poor case that those that have a fine son like that, they're not satisfied. And I none. Was he not able to make one? It wasn't my fault. We came together when I was watching the two dogs up on her behind in the middle of the naked street. That disheartened me altogether. I suppose I oughtn't have buried him in that little woolly jacket I knitted, crying as I was, but give it to some poor child. But I knew well I'd never have another. Our first death, too, it was. We were never the same since. Oh, I'm not going to think myself into the glooms about that anymore. I wonder why he wouldn't stay the night. I felt all the time it was somebody strange he brought in instead of roving around the city meeting God knows who, night walkers and pickpockets. His poor mother wouldn't like that if she was alive, ruining himself for life, perhaps. Still, it's a lovely hour, so silent. I used to love coming home after dances, the air of the night. They have friends they can talk to. We've none. Either he wants what he won't get, or it's some woman ready to stick her knife in you. I hate that in women. No wonder they treat us the way they do. We're a dreadful lot of bitches. I suppose it's all the troubles we have makes us so snappy. I'm not like that. He could easily have slept in there on the sofa in the other room. I suppose he was as shy as a boy, he being so young, hardly 20, of me in the next room. He'd have heard me on the chamber. There was her. Daedalus. I wonder, it's like those names in Gibraltar. De la Paz. De la Gracia. They had the devil's queer names there. Father Villaplan of Santa Maria that gave me the rosary. Rosales y O'Reilly in the Calle Las Siete Revueltas. And Pisimbo and Mrs. Opiso in Governor Street. Oh, what a name. I'd go and drown myself in the first river if I had a name like her. Oh, my, and all the bits of streets. Paradise Ramp and Bedlam Ramp and Rogers Ramp and Crutchett's Ramp and the Devil's Gap Steps. Well, small blame to me if I am a harum scarum. I know I am a bit. I declare to God I don't feel a day older than then. And supposing he stayed with us. Why not? There's the room upstairs empty and Millie's bed in the back room. He could do his writing and studies at the table in there for all the scribbling he does at it. And if he wants to read in bed in the morning like me, as he's making the breakfast for one, he can make it for two. I'm sure I'm not going to take in lodgers off the street for him if he takes a gazebo of a house like this. I'd love to have a long talk with an intelligent, well-educated person. I'd have to get a nice pair of red slippers like those Turks with the fez used to sell, or yellow, and a nice, semi-transparent morning gown. That I badly want. Or a peach blossom dressing jacket like the one long ago in Walpole's. Only 8 and 6 or 18 and 6. I'll just give him one more chance. I'll get up early in the morning. Oh, I'm sick of Cohen's old bed. In any case, I might go over to the Marcus to see all the vegetables and cabbages and tomatoes and carrots and all kinds of splendid fruits, all coming in lovely and fresh. Who knows who'll be the first man I'd meet? They're out looking for us in the morning, Mamie Dillon used to say. They are in the night, too. That was her mass going. Oh, I'd love a big, juicy pear now to melt in your mouth, like when I used to be in the longing way. A quarter after, what an unearthly hour. I suppose they're just getting up in China now, combing out their pigtails for the day. We'll soon have the nuns ringing the Angelus. They've nobody coming in to spoil their sleep except an odd priest or two for his night office. The alarm clock next door, cockshow, clattering the brains out of itself. Let me see if I can doze off. One. 2, 3, 4, 5. What kind of flowers are those they invented, like the stars? The wallpaper in Lombard Street was much nicer. The apron he gave me was like that, something. Only, I only wore it twice. Better lower this lamp and try again, so as I can get up early. I'll go to Lamb's there beside Finlater's and get them to send us some flowers to put about the place in case he brings them home tomorrow. Today, I mean. No, Friday's an unlucky day. First, I want to do the place up somewhere. The dust grows in it, I think, while I'm asleep. Then we can have music and cigarettes. I can accompany him. First, I must clean the keys of the piano with milk. What'll I wear? Shall I wear a white rose? Are those fairy cakes in Lipton's? I love the smell of a rich, big shop. At 7 pence halfpenny a pound, are the other ones with the cherries in them and the pinky sugar, 11 pence a couple of pounds. Of course, a nice plan for the middle of the table. I get that cheaper in... Wait, where's this? I saw them not long ago. I love flowers. I'd love to have the whole place swimming in roses. God of heaven, there's nothing like nature, the wild mountains, then the sea and the waves rushing, then the beautiful country with fields of oats and wheat and all kinds of things and all the fine cattle going about that would do your heart good to see. Rivers and lakes and flowers, all sorts of shapes and smells and colors spring up even out of the ditches. Primroses and violets. Nature it is. As for them saying there's no God, I wouldn't give a snap of my two fingers for all their learning. Why don't they go and create something? I often asked him, atheists or whatever they call themselves. Go and wash the cobbles off themselves first, then they go howling for the priest and they're dying. And why? Because they're afraid of hell on account of their bad conscience. Ah, yes, I know them well. Who was the first person in the universe before there was anybody that made it all? Who? Ah, that they don't know. Neither do I, so there you are. They might as well try to stop the sun from rising tomorrow. The sun shines for you, he said, the day we were lying among the rhododendrons on Hoth Head, in the grey tweed suit and his straw hat, the day I got him to propose to me. Yes. First I gave him the bit of seed cake out of my mouth, and it was leap year like now. Yes. 16 years ago. My God. After that long kiss, I near lost my breath. Yes, he said, I was a flower of the mountain. Yes, so we are, flowers all. A woman's body. Yes, that was one true thing, he said, in his life. And the sun shines for you today, yes. That was why I liked him. Because I saw he understood or felt what a woman is. And I knew I could always get round him. And I gave him all the pleasure I could, leading him on till he asked me to say yes. And I wouldn't answer first. Only looked out over the sea and the sky. I was thinking of so many things he didn't know of. Mulvey and Mr. Stanhope and Hester and Father and old Captain Groves. And the sailors playing All Birds Fly and I Say Stoop. And washing up dishes, they called it, on the pier. And the sentry in front of the governor's house with the thing round his white helmet, poor devil, half roasted. And the Spanish girls laughing in their shawls and their tall combs and the auctions in the morning. The Greeks and the Jews and the Arabs and the devil knows who else from all the ends of Europe. And Duke Street and the foul market all clucking outside Larby Sharon's and the poor donkey slipping half asleep and the vague fellas in the cloaks asleep in the shade on the steps and the big wheels of the carts of the bulls and the old castle thousands of years old, yes. And those handsome Moors all in white and turbans like kings asking you to sit down in their little bit of a shop. And Rhonda with the old windows of the Posadas. Glancing eyes a lattice hid for her lover to kiss. The iron and the wine shops half open at night and the castanets and the night we missed the boat at Algeciras. The watchman going about serene with his lamp. And oh, that awful deep down torrent. Oh, and the sea crimson sometimes like fire and the glorious sunsets and the fig trees in the Alameda Gardens, yes. And all the queer little streets and pink and blue and yellow houses and the rose gardens and the jessamine and geraniums and cactuses and Gibraltar as a girl where I was a flower of the mountain, yes. When I put the rose in my hair like the Andalusian girls used, or shall I wear a red, yes. And how he kissed me under the Moorish wall and I thought, well, as well him as another. And then I asked him with my eyes to ask again, yes. And then he asked me, would I, yes, to say, yes, my mountain flower. And first I put my arms around him, yes, and drew him down to me so he could feel my breath all perfume, yes, and his heart was going like mad. And yes, I said, yes, I will, yes.